Blog Talk Radio.
A young kid from the ghetto, a kitty from the city. I don't feel sorry and I have no pity.
to run up on you and wax for tap. You go your money and from your eyes your contacts. Then flex over, I hop skip from the jump to the next town. They go punk a chump. MCs try to diss me, that's why the bus counts. I'm not having it, and that means no half jack. So get the Bozak only off the crack. That's whack. This is the big payback. As I go and flow to a different type of tempo,
YMG.
Come on E, cause P keeps it simple, plus I'm striking like lightning, throwing blows like Tyson, slaying MCs on a QT, sorta like a sniper, so if a sucker don't like me, the feeling is mutual, I tune my rhyme to a large band, the shipping news in the crack of 40,
time
over OE, the slaying MC,
half
on the QT,
so what's your name,
come
boy?
Come on E, you know it's MD, so while I'm wrecking, he's checking all the bodies that's left in, I pop behind the stage, the P is like stepping, off from the scenes, I see lights and sirens, witness everywhere, but no one seen a thing. What cops ask questions, my description is vague. No answers at all, just bodies behind the stage. What witness yells out that he was dressed in black. Super Dookie Link with a fisherman hat. A cop says, yo, how'd he flee from the spot in a black sports car? I think it was an Irish, but the windows were tinted and we couldn't get a look.
Why?
There was smoke from the rubber he cooked, the big payback.
No Romeo or Juliet romance story, just DPMD, the fame and the glory, the rapid technique, something like Princeton dangerous. It keeps you in suspense, then you have to be cool. And plus that stamina, cause if you don't, I'm gonna end up stabbing you in the gut from the razor cut. And I'ma stick and pick until your mind goes nuts. And my son grows to make a summer bubble. But don't never ever ever mess with E double. I'm like jumping jack flash, a spy with an eye. I do no stunts and I'm not the poor guy. I'm just the E, the R-I-C-K, that's all. Here's some check one, two, and some yes, yes, y'all. I'm the man of the hour, sweet to be sour.
So what you saying, E?
I got it. So dig it, as I kick it, keep your eyes open, cause a bro like me is always scope. When the fact is your fat, because I cut no slackers like that. This is the big payback.
If rapping was a tribe, I'd be the Chief Comanche. Hat, fat, link, chunky rings, nothing fancy. So saddle up MCs and off we go. It's not a rodeo, but I carry a lasso, cause I'm back from vacation. Cause suckers kept slipping, rapping on beat, plus your tunes wasn't hitting. Don't wanna claim a style on the MIC, but I could go state to state, corrupting shows with these. Cause whether I'm maxing or relaxing, waxing or taxing, never step to a show without packing. My partners, Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson, so nothing moves funny at the rapping session. I'm strictly biz and knuckles, no time for laughing. Chuckles. I drop clear lyrics while your bass I'm muffled.
Just blow.
Hell no, and still flow and stay dope. More or less do a show. Nah, the only high I get is when my fans are hope. So get the bold zap because we're back to hack. Here to let you know that it's a big payback. Yeah, that's right, man. The big payback in 89. You know what I'm saying? Effect on unfinished business, yes. Albert Tony, snapping that.
I'm the dopest female that you've heard thus far, and I do get better, the voice gets wetter, nobody gets hurt,
as long as you let her,
do my thing with an 89 swing, the dopeness I write I guarantee delight, until the hip hop maniac, the uptown brainiac in full effect, MC Light is back, and better than before, as if that was possible, my competition, you'll find them in the hospital, visiting time, I think it's on a Sunday, but notice, they only get one day to shine, the rest of the week is mine, and I'll blind you with the science that the others have yet to find, so come along and I'll lead you the right way, just clap your hands to the words I say, come on,
kick, kick, kick.
same time, I'll eat you up with a rhyme. But I let you slide cause you accidentally hopped on the wrong side. Now come on, that's suicide. Hypothetically speaking, okay, let's say you didn't know what you were doing. You're new in town and you're looking around for another name to ruin, and it's me that you're pursuing. Well, 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 I'll be damned. I might as well tell you who I am. I am the capital L-Y-T-E, and it's shocking, I'm the one you're mocking. Oh yeah, I've been watching you, watching me, and like the fat on your back, it's plain to see that you're a wannabe. But you can't be what you're not, so you better start living with what you got. Now it's time to kick a rhyme out the patch, and you're the receiver, eager as a beaver. Time to convert the non-believer that I'm a roadrunner, leaving you in the dust. I can't adjust to the times, and at times I might just get quicker than the ticker of your pacemaker. More tender than a roadie, but harder than a jawbreaker. So don't ever second guess me. And if you're wondering who could the best be, think a second and recollect the worst whipping you ever had yet. And I'll bet that I did it. My fingerprints are still on you. How many times I gotta warn you about the light? It'll blind your sight, but the rhythm will still guide you through the night. Kick, 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 kick.
In the middle, Moby in the middle, in the middle, Moby in the middle. the middle. Money and the money and the money in the middle. The middle, the middle, the middle. Money and the money and the money in the middle. Money and the money and the money in the middle. Money and the money and the money in the middle. The middle, the middle, the middle. Money in the middle, the middle. Money in the middle, the middle, the middle, the middle. Money in the middle.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Tonight, it's the Get Down with your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And I happen to be joined by the baddest host in all the land, y'all. The Dark Knight, the Boy Wonder, that dude, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, Van Meadows, today's a day for spoken word poetry. How you doing, Brother Man?
Brother Man, I am doing swell in the land of poetry, celebrating the 50 years of hip-hop. Oh, my God, I ain't heard some of those tracks in a minute. But how you doing, man?
Listen, man, I'm you know me, I'm a South Bronx kind of dude, and born and raised in the birthplace makes it all special for me. So this 50-year thing reminds me how young I am and how beautiful hip-hop has been. It's all right.
Yeah.
And when it's okay, it's all right. And when it's all right, it's all good.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, if you should happen to be listening in online and you want to be heard, dial in 319-527-6300. And when you get here, please press 1 so you can get down. If you're already here and you have not done so and you desire to talk to us, to talk about hip-hop, to grace the mic tonight, go ahead and press 1. Tonight's show, y'all, is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine. Y'all got to get yours.
Y'all got to get yours. While we at it,
I can't wait for him to come back out with that poetry, those poetry bracelets.
Bruh.
I can't wait for him to bring those back.
Bruh. Damn thing. Nah, he need a poetry bracelet 2.0. That's what he need. He come out with the second edition. That's what he got to do.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, get on the bandwagon. Hit For Real, the Poet Douglas, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox, CEO of Raw Links and Epiphany Radio. Hit him up in his inbox, tell him you need a Poetry 2.0, the second release. That's what we need. Come on, y'all got to help us out. You got to help us out. And if you don't want the bracelet, if you don't want any Raw links, just hit them up and say thank you for Epiphany Radio. Hey, man, Epiphany Radio been rocking for a long, long time, and we're still here offering a mic for you to come through and spit like never before. Why, son? Why, son?
Sir. Sir.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Talk to the people, man. Tell them what's going on tonight. Tell them what is popping.
Listen, y'all. It's the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. 1973. 2023. A whole lot has happened in that short window.
Yeah.
Whole lot of poetry, a lot of music. There was a time when they said this was a fad. This wouldn't last. You can't make no money doing that. You can't make a living doing that. And now look what we're doing.
Look what we're doing.
Tonight, Van and I would like to pay homage to all of us who grew up on hip-hop, enjoy hip-hop, love hip-hop. We want to show some love to the genre that raised us. And a lot of people were listening.
Indeed.
And just prove to y'all, hey, spoken word, poetry, hip-hop, it's all good. It's all relevant. So join us. Enjoy with us. And let us enjoy PCU while we do what we love to do on this microphone, and that's spit some poetry. Let's get it.
Indeed. Let's get it. Now, why is that?
So, Van, yes, sir.
My brother. Hey, man, I jumped out the gate first last week. So I'm going to need
that
you to come out the gate blazing with your piece, with your ink, because my brother, it's been a long time since they left me without a good rhyme. Look, don't. Hold on.
Okay, check this out.
I'm gonna jump. I need to get the gesture. Ladies and gentlemen, the artist himself, known as Rakim, one of the greatest lyricists in hip hop history.
I was a fiend.
Let me calm down. I'm calm. Okay, go ahead, bro.
I'm gonna dive into something that's at least I ain't even going to tell you how far back it goes. I'm just going to give you a choice, Van. Do I speak the piece or do I rhyme the piece? Now, there's two different pieces. If I could speak the piece, I could rhyme the piece. Choice is yours.
Hey, brother, since I ain't never heard you rhyme, I don't want you to speak it. I want you to dig back into the old J-Rob skills, and I want you to let that thing go.
Bet to that. Check this out, Joe. This is from the archive. I'll keep it short and sweet. You say, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore thou? That's what Juliet said before she had his child. Romeo's far gone and he's not coming home. And yeah, you got to bring up this kid all alone. This pretty little baby that you done had is always saying, Mommy, Mommy, tell me where's my dad? Said he's on his way, so go outside and go play. You couldn't think of a lie, so that's all you had to say. I really couldn't tell you what you should have said because you haven't seen him since the night in bed with Juliet. I hope you find your Romeo, but if you don't, girl, next time you know. Sex may be fun, but it's not no game. And you can ask any girl, she'll tell you the same, except for the ones that just don't care. They sleep with everybody and they sleep everywhere. For those types of girls, I got nothing to say, because that's the lesson you learn, and that's the price you pay. You take into consideration what I say, and that's another story for another day. It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like better than that. It's like that, y'all.
I kept it short.
Hey, yo. I'm going to need the rest of them bars. I'm going to need the rest of that. I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to need the rest of that.
I can give you the part two.
Bro. That's what it was like back in the day, Jay? That's what it was like?
Yeah, man, it was a lot of fun.
Jeez.
We were conscious, man.
Hey, y'all, I should have went first, real tough.
You was conscious with it.
Bro,
no.
That was hot,
we
bro.
Was on stage.
It's like that, y'all.
And we.
It's like that, y'all. It's like that, da, 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 like that. Hey, y'all, he went in. He went in.
We had fun. You know.
You the man, bro.
Some
man.
Funny, some stuff.
Is it okay if I operate in your shadow? Is it okay if I operate in your shadow? Is that okay?
I'm trying to be you when I grow up, man.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You on a whole different level, bro. And that was back in the day, y'all. That was back in the day when Jay was a lyricist from around the way, ready to spit with the tongue game. Hey, baby, shorty, come here. What's your name? I hear you, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
This was fun. And then it evolved. It goes from that type of poetry to a different type of poetry. And you just got to change with the times and keep doing some dope. Keep trying to write really interesting material and hoping it catches on.
That's what's up, bro. All right, man. You ready to get to these callers? I'm ready to open up these mics and see what we got.
Nah. Don't touch not one dime, sir. Like we told some people in our circle, we've done been doing this poetry thing for a minute, and I'm going to need you, sir. You, not me. I'm going to need you, sir, to step up to that microphone, look into the audience, tell me to get out the way, and I'm going to need you to get on down. I need you to get on down.
All right, bro. A version of myself was created, one where it was me that manipulated the demons that played inside my mind, hoping someday they would find the exit, or at least prepare an exit strategy, because they no longer commanded me. In fact, the part of me they thought they controlled consumed all the plots and plans they had for my demise as they bellowed my name through nightmare's caverns. From the depths of hell's hallways, they will soon learn that when I walk into the room, it grows colder and darker, and soon the demons resting in the shadows will soon know that the master of the dark within the darkness will unleash a level of mental pain and anguish filled with the sharpness of extreme intolerable pain, enough to drive them insane, making them so terrified they begin praying to the very God that banished them, isolated them in a place of turmoil so fiery. So fiery it became the realm. Yet they wondered when I gained so much control, having yielded yet to the facts that my control is coming from a place of beautiful healing. So beautiful that I'm no longer screaming, but I'm taking back my life in the light while burning the shattered things that there holds. That they once had on me, and now my light unfolds. From the mind of poetic. Why, son, are you muted? Because if you're talking, we don't hear you, bro.
Yeah, I was talking with the mute on. So let me go back to what I was just saying. So you're just going to show off and flex your pen and show how big your ink is and how bold it is the way Jay Walker be showing off them guns, the way Rowdy be showing off those verbals, the way Paul Cram be showing that dexterity, the way Danielle be showing that soft and sensual, sexy side before we hear the smooth operator called VIP, and then you dive into how dope your pen is like Mojave, and we just supposed to accept this? That's what you're telling me.
I was the one that came behind greatness. So I had to get in where I fit in.
Uh-huh.
To get in where I fit in, man. Like I said, can I operate in your shadows? Can I operate in your shadows? I mean, you know, in the shadows.
I hear you. That's poetic dexterity. Because I listened closely to what you did last week, and this is something different right here, sir. This is something different right here. Okay. You're just going to show off for no reason. I see you.
Nah, man, this particular piece was requested. Someone had suggested that they'd want to hear the dark side of my pen from a healed person who was wanting the dark side. So I had to give them what they asked for, man. And
just walking the streets, this brother gets requests. I want to be Van Metal. You see what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when you're handsome
and got pretty eyes,
you got the beard.
Listen.
And got the shiny bald head, the pretty smile, and light skin. I was like,
Don't y'all listen to Mr. DSP. They got him posted up on a joint in one of these poetry rooms. Don't listen.
Let me tell y'all, next week I got a piece. The light skin side of J-Rod. Watch.
Hey, I love it. I love it. You do the light skin side of J. Rob. I do the dark skin side of Poetic. Perfect. Opposite. I love where your head is at, man. Well, I love where your head is at. Welcome back, man.
And whoever that lady was that called in and said, "Oh my God, Van Metal, hello." Oh, hello, David. My. And then I said, "Hey, baby, how you doing?" "Hi, J-Rob." I was like, wow.
Oh.
Okay.
You're holding on to the wrong memories, J-Rob. Because, see, this is
Billy
D, and I got a Coke 45.
Never happened. I would hold on if it never happened. But I was the victim that day. And that's all right.
Oh, my God.
That's all right. I still forgive her. So now that
thank you, bro. Thank you. Thank you. But she will remain nameless.
She shall remain nameless, but not the act that she put forward. But I digress. So now that we're past that, Jane, we have got to open up these microphones. And let's hear some of that dope ass poetry that some of these brothers and sisters have inked for the special occasion that we call the Get Down.
Absolutely, bro. Well,
what'd you say?
First, I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement. Like I said, I'm operating in your shadows tonight, bro. I'm in agreement. The first tonight, y'all, happens to be sometimes one half of Kings and Queens Quarters, but she's definitely one half of the host of Divas Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you La Pearl La Negra Hey, Don, yo.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. Oh, my God. All right. Excellent poetry. Your flow. It was dope.
I didn't do anything.
Wait, this one ain't going in? Oh, my God. All right.
I didn't do anything. That was Van Meadows.
Yeah, I'm innocent.
Yo,
J-Rob wrote my piece.
We'll be back at this again. Okay. All right.
Nice.
Well, guess what? Amazing. That guy say sensational. Yo, don't be hit. I'm trying to tell you. You have me flying through. I'm looking through my files trying to find something. And guess what? It is what it is. Damn. Because y'all should, like, go last. Save the best for last. You put pressure on people when y'all come in and go in like that? Really? Man, look.
I didn't
had to put my first favorite thing.
I recited an old piece of poetry from a good long while ago.
Mm-hmm. It's timeless. Poetry is timeless. It's never finished.
Absolutely.
Only pause. Okay, so that's not, you're not saying anything when you say that. It's, you went in. No excuse for that kind of behavior.
I told a story about a young lady who shouldn't be having children out of wedlock.
Yo, that was dope. Your flow was just boom, 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 boom. It was like water. Wait a minute.
Right.
I'm trying to tell you, I had to put my crochet needle down my yarn and fix my tank top. Wait a minute. Am I hearing what I'm hearing? Okay. All right. Flawless. Yes, yes.
Thank
Van,
you for
you
that.
Too. Y'all just...
What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do nothing. Because
she heard what I heard. Because she heard what I heard.
I do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I do nothing.
Y'all
and
really
she heard what I heard.
I just recited what was given to me.
Yeah, you brought it tonight, too. Y'all, okay. Already make a sister nervous, right? But it's cool. That's a couple of people.
J-Rob, do you notice that every time she says that, we get tore up from the floor up with a fire piece that she dropped on us? You notice that, right?
I'm trying to tell you.
All right.
I'm trying to tell you.
Well, look, we're going to step back out the light, let you have the mic. I must be a poet or something. Oh, the mic is yours.
Mm.
Thank you. All right, y'all. This is, ain't got nothing to do with hip hop, but it is what it is. It's a piece. If I can get this thing out the way. All right. This is called enlightenment. You know, your toughest battle may be a fight that you may never win. And that is the fight between heart and head. What you know and what you feel. So to keep my balance, I stay in my lane and mind the business that pays me. And DMX said, whatever you don't know about me, you won't know about me. So don't worry about me. Go make the necessary repairs and clean your own mirror. They tried to bury my light because it magnifies their wounds, but my light came from my suffering and I learned to appreciate the dark times. Because it is in the night that the stars shine, and my heart is a sundial. But I can also hear the sound of the underground train sounding like distant thunder, so I will never make excuses for how I live or love for this world. I am unapologetically and spiritually ethereal me, and there's a fire behind my eyes, so I keep giving the best of me. But I do keep the most sacred part of my heart hidden behind a wall until only the right man who knows how to climb it comes along. The one with eyes that can see when my smile is forced because I'm lost. Who notices when I'm gone because my routine is off balance. One who not only will appreciate that I know my own worth, but supports and values it too. One who is aligned with me so we can collaborate and learn and be inspired. The one whose eyes look at me with the intention to cause enlightenment. My oasis, clearing through chaos, only he'll know the best of me. And that's that piece.
I don't know about you, Van, but I'm listening to her do this piece, and all I'm hearing is Michael Jackson's Another Part of Me.
Oh, wow.
Another Part of Me.
That's all I'm hearing.
It's instrumental for me, Jay.
Only it takes a certain somebody to know how to. Only a certain somebody needs to know how to touch a certain somebody, and that certain somebody is a certain somebody, and I'm digging what you're doing.
That part.
That, you know what, that close was strong. I mean, that close had me feeling all Anthony Hamilton like. I know we're celebrating hip hop, but it just had me feeling all Anthony Hamilton like the best of me. Man, listen. This was an amazing piece. See, I told J-Rob, didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you she was going to do that?
You did tell her?
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, God.
You got me all nervous. You know me right here. And I don't know if I can write like that.
I ain't got no poetry.
Amazing ink as always. Now before we send you to be the first on the Get Down dance floor tonight, would you please go ahead and tell everybody what you got going on?
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Like Poetic said, you can catch me some Monday nights as one half host of King and Queen's Quarters. And I host with King Atterbury. A dope show. Come in there. I think we're doing open mic this Monday coming. And every Wednesday night, you can catch me hosting Until My Diva Comes Back. Shout out to my diva, Mrs. VIP. I have a guest panel of divas sitting there with me on Divas Talk. I don't know what I'm coming up with yet, but you know it's going to be something good to talk about. So y'all come on by every Wednesday night, Monday night. Matter of fact, come on by every night of the week. Epiphany got this on lock. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you so much for that. On her way to the Get Down dance floor so she could tell the DJ what she'd like to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, La Pearl, La Negra. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Baby.
Talk about she ain't got no poetry. You hear this? Talk about she ain't got no poetry.
Talking about she ain't got no poetry.
Writing poetry for 20 years, talking about she ain't got no poetry.
She ain't got none. We're going to keep this party going. You ready to see who we got next up on
who we
night?
Got next?
Uh-oh, man. Listen, we got our good brother, Double A, Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin. Welcome, my brother. Good to have you. How you doing?
Doing all right, but I'm going to have to step aside right now because I'm doing something now.
Okay, you want me to come back to you?
Okay.
Yeah, if you would.
Okay, we can.
All right, we'll come back to Kingpin, and we'll just keep it moving right along to the newest host on Epiphany Radio with that fire show called Cram Sessions. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Paul Cram. What's good with you, King?
What's good, brother? What's good, man? How everybody doing?
What's happening, Hanson? How you doing, bro?
Oh, I'm Gucci, man. I'm sitting here enjoying the show, laughing. And I agree with I agree with Danielle, man. Like, how y'all start shows like that and then expect people to just comfortably come up?
I mean,
cause
what you mean?
I think the name says it all. Paul Cram the King. I think that says it all.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Nah, man, you know you both. Man, I look up to both of y'all. So it's like anything I do, if I get y'all approval, I'm good with it. Like, yeah, y'all top tier to me. So, yeah, honor.
Hey, man, listen.
We appreciate you today's words.
At the end of the day, before you put music to it, it's all poetry.
All poetry.
So if we can make it happen and make the poetry pop at the same time, then, brother, yes. This is what
that's
we
dope.
Do, and we have fun with it, and we make it, we give it dexterity, and we do so much more to have fun with it. Stretch your pen, and welcome to the Get Down. What you say,
yes, sir?
Man?
Hey, man, I agree wholeheartedly, man. I mean, because think about it, man. Whether you put together stanzas or whether you put together 16 bars, at the end of the day, somebody rhyming or somebody telling a story poetically, it's just about what you're trying to do with it.
That part.
Right?
That part.
So my brother, are you ready to get down?
Yeah, I'm ready to get down.
All right. Get on down.
Sometimes the smell can trigger a memory. You know, like going to a restaurant and on your first big inhale, you remember sitting around a table when grandma used to cook. But sometimes smells can also trigger moments that make you mad at yourself for that memory to even be forgotten. For me, don't call me crazy, but it was the combination of 1,000 wishes by Bed and Body Works and a hot cup of coffee. Not just any coffee. It was a hazelnut Bianco latte with 2 extra pumps of hazelnut syrup topped with vanilla sweet cold cream foam. Yes, it was that specific. This is the fragrance my sense of smell sent to my brain, and immediately I felt her. I felt her caressing my back with perfectly manicured fingernails, transporting my mind back to relive the moment triggered by the smell that lingered as someone walked past me. See, the night was magical. She called and asked me to pick her up her favorite Starbucks drink, and when I got there, I walked to her room and sat on the bed as usual, but this night was something. But usual was not it. I watched her slowly walk from the bathroom wrapped in a light purple towel and biting her lip. Candlelight danced across her glistening shoulders as she made her way to the side of the bed and asked me to rub her with 1,000 Wishes Ultra Shea Body Cream. Slowly, I rubbed every inch of her hazelnut complexion as I allowed myself to get lost in the scent of this woman. She smelled edible. But the moment was too perfectly sensual for me to end it with the beginning of sex, so I just rubbed her, massaging parts of her body she didn't even realize needed to be massaged. And every few minutes, I'll gently kiss her on the neck, you understand? But I did this until she fell asleep. And see, for the first time, I watched her fall asleep, and she was peaceful. It was a beautiful night. I don't know what happened to her, but I'm thankful for the moment. It's just something so powerful about the scent of her in peace.
Go ahead, man. Tell him, Van. I'm going to say, would you tell him, Van?
You know how hot this thing is right here?
I appreciate
it. He said something in this piece. look, I just put in our chat, honestly, the line that he said, I'm going to have to borrow that line, bro. I'm letting you know right now, coming from a poetic piece near you, you said she smelled edible. And I'm writing an erotic piece right now, and that line fits perfect. Hey, bro, I'm letting you know right now, I'm going to borrow that. All right? I'm going to borrow that. I mean, yo, you got her favorite Starbucks drink? Come on, bro. Come on. You, bro, this is like Jay, this is like a rap music video being played out poetically to us, because I can see it all happening, bro. All I was missing was the beat, the music, bro. Jay, go ahead, Jay. You tell him, Jay.
All I got to say is you got a lot of nerve talking about I ain't got no poetry. And while we're celebrating hip-hop, I got to take this. This right here was an absolute beautiful piece of work. An absolute piece of work. I wish I knew what you was going to do, because then I could be in the background going, while you doing that piece, so to come out real dope, and we can easily have something funky behind it, so that way while you dropping it,
yeah,
you that dude, yeah, you feel it, man, you feel it.
I do feel it. You know what I was listening to the other day. That beat is just so smooth. Mahogany by Eric B. and Rakim. Bro, that beat would also go perfect behind this. Bruh.
Nah.
Bro.
Think of what he just did and give it that Craig Mack new flavor in your ear joint.
You talking about this man right here?
Boom.
You talking about this? You talking about this dude? You talking about this one? This one right here?
I know you had to do a remix, right?
I think this is it. This is the one. Hey.
Yeah,
so
let Paul
time, what you gotta
that beat
do.
Again over that beat.
Let's go. Get it, son.
Yo, check it out. I'm gonna do it better. Paul Cram, all I need you to do, record these verses that you just gave me in Van. Send it to me. I'm going to lay the beat down.
Gonna be hot.
Send
that's
it back
be
to
hot.
You. Give it to Van, and we're going to tie it on the get down.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I love it. I'll definitely do that.
Yeah. I'll record it and send it to you.
Yeah.
Send that to me. And watch what we do. That's the song, Van, because the whole time he was spitting. All I'm hearing is boom.
That's how you
boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing. Ooh, I'm so pumped. Oh, I'm pumped right now. Inspiration.
Yeah, how you doing, Paul? I'm doing great, man. I'm sitting here enjoying I found a new liquor that I like. So I'm sitting here enjoying a little smooth little cup of that and just enjoy. Like, I watched my kids just all day today just play. They didn't go to school. We didn't go to work. We all just had like a, you know, sit-at-home type of day, and it just felt good to just watch my kids be kids, man. It was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful day.
Enjoy, bro. That's what's up.
Enjoy.
Definitely enjoy it, man. Now, my brother,
before you know it, you're going to be off the college dance floor.
That's true. Off the college. But my brother, hey, man, can you let everybody know what is coming up in two Tuesdays and the second Tuesday from next week? Let them know, bro. Let them know what's going down.
Well, on October 24th, Cram Sessions will once again turn it up on a Tuesday with me, your host, and my big brother, the legend himself, Mr. Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. We will be hosting with our our feature, Celia. She's a local artist out here in Des Moines, Iowa. I've heard her spit a few times at a Juneteenth event and a couple other events. She's real, real dope, real, real dope, so I was happy to have her. And musically, we have a reggae artist, Ojada Doc. Real dope guy, man. It's going to be a real high, real smooth type of show, man. So just like any other time, man, don't miss it because, as always, we going to turn up on a Tuesday.
Yes, yes. Can't wait. Excited. Looking forward to it. All right, my brother. You got some homework to do. But we're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor with La Pearl and Negra so y'all can finish doing what y'all do out there. Hey, man, stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
No doubt, no doubt.
All right, my brother, one love, one mic, and remember, take your socks off.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
I've been a baby. I know y'all ain't heard for real the poet out here in a minute, but rest in peace and rest assured that I am in the building listening, y'all, behind the scenes. Y'all keep doing what you're doing. Shaboing.
Baby, baby.
Yeah, bro.
He gonna find me.
I'm gonna miss you.
He gonna find me. Hey, but guess what, though? Guess what? I'm gonna come right back tomorrow. I'm gonna come back tomorrow. And then what he gonna do?
He gonna say, "Oh, okay."
I'm gonna miss you.
Thanks, Jay. I'm gonna miss you too. But then I'll see you the next day.
Hello?
Hey, let's go back. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
What? As long as you come back, that's all I care about.
I'm going to come back, bro. I'm going to come back. But right now, we're about to go back to
I'm gonna miss you.
The one and only. Jay.
Oh, without
we're
question.
Back King
definitely. Yeah, I got you.
Anthony.
Yeah,
Anthony, I don't know this in the building. What's good, King?
I don't know you are.
Hey, no. I'm here. I'll
You're
put
a
it
fool.
That way. I'm on the right side of the dirt.
That's good. I'm glad you're on the right side of the dirt. Good to hear you, though, bro.
Yeah, me. Yeah,
that
yeah,
part.
Me too. Because if not,
yes,
we got a problem.
I know that's right, bro. I know that's right. Well, welcome back, man. It's good to hear you. And I can't wait to hear what you brought, man. But first, you doing okay, man? Everything going well with you?
Yeah. I'm still working like a Hebrew slave and doing my thing.
May I say shalom? Yes, sir.
Shalom.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm doing well.
Talk to
it. I'm doing well.
That's great. My good
Absolutely.
Brother. This we are trying. We're back. Me and Van, you know, with little arm twisting. Me and Van, and by some request, me and Van are celebrating part two of the history of hip hop music. Granted, all poetry
mm-hmm.
is part of that genre. Delivery
yes,
is what it is. And since we're all poets of a certain ilk, and again, may I say thank you for allowing us to take part in your masterpiece. All being equal, sir, I'm of the opinion that you do have some masterful ink to share with the listeners, including Van and myself. And if this is the case, please allow Van and myself, if I can speak for you, Van, please.
Absolutely.
Get on down.
This piece is a piece I wrote, I think, a couple of years ago. So we go get in the Wayback Machine. The piece is called What Does America Owe to Me?
What does America owe to me 400 plus years? Generations removed from our homeland, stolen by those from across the oceans, sold like animals, beaten within an inch of their lives. Sometimes past. Boy, you stole from me? Nelson, I ain't never been in the big house. Tie him up and bring me the Widowmaker. The screams could be heard all over the plantation. Hang him up so they all can see. July 4th, 1776, freedom for Americans. Yet my people were not free. We were not the people the Constitution spoke of. We could not fight for our freedom. Dred Scott proved this. June 19, 1885, in the heat of Texas. General Order 3 finally set us free. 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. We will still not consider people. If we tried to have our own, it was either taken or destroyed. Wall Street, bombed. Rosewood, burned. Oscarville, submerged. Philadelphia, again, bombed. Lives lost, murdered, slaughtered, lynched. Men, women, and the little children. Emmett. George Stinney Jr., Trayvon, and Breonna, to find freedom, fighting for civil rights, those who were never seen again, and those who were made examples of in the town square. Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Fred Hampton, those who spoke up to Scott, Philando Castile, Sandra Bland, Driving While Black, murdered. Eric Garner, George Floyd, existing while black, murdered. Reparations? What can you give us? Can you bring back the lives taken? Can you give back the history lost? The generations of our ancestors removed. The damage done to our people can never be changed, nor can it be apologized away. You tell us to get over it, yet you celebrate the rest. You hide from our history, say that it is harmful. Yet, look around you. History is repeating itself. So what does America owe me? Nothing. Nothing at all. For you see, trying to erase us from history will be your downfall, not mine. Namaste. That's at peace. Whew.
Last time.
Van, I had a problem over here because I couldn't hardly hear my brother. Once he got into the flow, something happened on my line and it was real choppy and I couldn't hear it. And I was digging what I was hearing before my phone started acting up. Man, I'm so sorry. I couldn't get it. And I'm mad because I know this is Juicy. Because you know he's in my wheelhouse when he said, what is America,
yeah,
with the three K's and the A at the end.
Right.
But
right.
I couldn't get the rest of it because it started getting choppy on my side. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. Kingpin.
I'm going to need you to post this.
My brother. This
yes,
is a powerful
sir.
Piece, a powerful reminder of what has happened in our history over the last few years. And in the presence of social media and things being more public than ever before, your piece captures everything and the very essence of what we've witnessed, what we've experienced, but more importantly, how we felt. And I can feel the pain in the words. And I really love this piece. So I thank you for bringing that tonight. And please make sure you post that in the event page, because there's some people that needs to read it and maybe just read it in their own voice so that they can feel the power of those words as well and those names. We're never going to forget those names. All because they were black. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you.
You're quite welcome. Yeah, I'll post it in the event page. J-Rob, if you would like, I'll post it in your inbox as well.
Why, son, are you still there? I don't know if we can hear.
I'm sorry.
Hear.
I'm answering him, and I got this thing on pause, so I don't disturb the band. And I was like, please. Please say that to
okay.
me. Yes, yes, and yes. Please.
Okay. All
I'm
right, my brother, we're going to get you on over. We're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor. It's still hip-hop being played tonight, so... I know you did, and man, listen, you started something last week when you got over there. So if you ready again, I mean, you know, the DJ, he got the nod of approval. He's beckoning for you, actually pleading for you to come because of what you started. So if you ready, man, we can get you over to that Get Down dance floor.
Let's do it.
All right. One love, one life, my brother.
He gonna hurt some feelings.
But,
ladies and gentlemen,
you brothers be.
Oops, didn't mean to cut you off.
Right on,
thank
you,
bro. Let me bring you back. No. I cut him off mid sentence. I apologize. Go ahead, bro.
No, I just said you brothers be safe, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, bro. You too, man.
Thank you.
But please don't disappoint the DJ, man. Listen, he got that million-dollar look like he knows it's about to get lit. So it's on you, bro.
I'll put it this way. The first song I'm thinking of is It's Nasty by Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five.
DJ, chew it up.
That part.
Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. the Kingpin, double A, dropping that fire piece.
This is Tiffany Radio, the real entertainment network. Be me.
Another hour of the horror. Radio. 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 Real, Real Entertainment Network. Your poetry outlet. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
All right. Welcome back. Tonight, y'all, it's the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and J-Rob, the wise son. My brother, how you feeling about hour number one, man? How you feeling, man?
Hour number one was pretty good, man. I'm still getting my feet back wet in the water of poetry, but this has been pretty good. I like what I'm hearing. How you liking it, man? How you digging that?
Oh, man, I'm loving it, man. Hip-hop, poetry. Dope artists coming through, spitting, and we're not done yet. But ladies and gentlemen, if you listening in online, dial in 319-527-6300 and press 1 so that we can hear your dynamic ink as we continue the celebration of hip-hop. Are we ready for the next artist, J-Rob?
Am I ever?
Next
oh, yeah.
up on the mic, it is our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you? Good to hear both of you.
Good to hear you as well.
Thank you. Are you living happily ever after? I hope.
Of course. It's a fairy tale.
We're always happy.
Excellent. Good for you. I'm happy for you.
The only good thing about this fairy tale is I get a hand in writing it.
Yes. I'm really happy for you. I think it's great you've gotten married and you're that happy. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, sappy poet himself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that malicious talking about being sappy?
Oh yes. Van,
I've been going for a couple of months. Let's not go there.
You set yourself up.
I've been going a few months.
You did too, didn't he?
You set yourself up.
I've been going a few months.
Oh.
No.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Well, Lady A, we are still celebrating hip-hops, but we are anxiously awaiting to hear what you brought for us tonight.
Okay.
So are you ready?
Okay. I didn't bring anything hip-hop. I'm very sorry. I'm very ignorant when it comes to the genre.
No, no.
So I brought something, though, I think because there's two men at the helm there tonight, so... And I have a poem called The Fragility of Men.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to flood your inbox with a lot of hip-hop. Okay?
Okay.
And you have to listen to it.
Yes.
And give us your thought on it. And then we'd like you to write a piece. We'll give you three songs each.
Okay.
And out of the three, you choose two that you want to write about after you listen. Deal? Does that work?
Okay. Yep. Sure does.
I love it. All right, Jay, you got to come up with three songs. You got to send it. Three songs. I'm going to send the three songs. Knowing Mayhem, we could possibly send you the same song, but we want you to have some fun with it, too.
Okay. Sounds great. I like the assignment.
Now, the fragility.
The fragility of men.
Absolutely. All right, come on, Jay. Step back. Get out of the way. The mic is yours.
Thank you. He watched her from a distance, not so far that she didn't see him. She spied him from the corner of her eye, and she knew he watched her. Good-looking, broad shoulders, thick chest, dark complexion, watching, always standing, and just watched as she danced. Time passes, weeks, in fact. No move was made to approach her. If he wanted to meet her, just come over and say hello. But no, frustrated with his procrastination, she continued to party with friends. Young men wanted her attention. Her eyes were only on him. There are first times for everything. And tequila shots being one, gathered with some friends, she drank the Mexican potion. It put her in a state of wonder, inebriated she was, covering one eye so as not to stop the double vision. Off they went, piled into a cab, and to the club they went. She had her cloak of bravery, and there he was in his usual spot. She thought, tonight you're going to talk. As he passed her in the crowd, she backed up against his chest and slithered and slid to the beat of the music, and she danced on him. In her drunken state, she said, oh, you'll have to excuse me, I've been drinking tequila tonight. A friend rescued her before she made a carnal mistake, and home she went to meet her date with the great white throne. The next week at the club, she caught his eye. Though he was shy, he came over to inquire if she was drinking tequila that night. The door was open, and talked and laughed, and when the lights went on, he was awkward and unable to speak, and then she led the way. This is when you asked me if I want to go for coffee with you, and the rest is history. Perhaps one day a man will lead and sweep her off her feet. No prompts required. He'll express his desire. She'll swoon and be carried away. And peace.
Man,
that's very pretty.
That tequila is a whole love language in itself, huh? Tequila, give me some tequila, baby. Are you drinking tequila tonight? But
no,
what got me was the white bowl?
Yes, the great white throne.
The great white throne.
Yeah.
This was a very nice piece. Very nice piece. Why I said
this was very pretty. This was very pretty. I like this with the simplicity of it, but the deepness, the depth. I was gonna say deepness. Lord have mercy. The depth of the piece itself. I like this.
Thank you.
I genuinely like this piece.
Thank you very much.
I'm with it.
All right. So we have an assignment for you. Probably
Hello?
Within the next few days, you'll... Yeah, we can hear you, Jay.
Van, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
It's
okay.
Me, is it you?
Wait, no, hold on, give me one second.
No, I can't.
That's on my
connection. People just breaking up.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's on me.
But,
it's cool. I got
yeah, so we'll send you some songs to get you started on your journey of the piece that you're going to write. And remember, have fun with it, right?
I will.
Because sometimes there's that poetry that is designed to put you at peace because you're having fun with it. So that's what I want you to do, okay?
Okay.
All
that
right.
Was a good...
It does sound like a good time. And I'm going to go ahead and send you over to the Get Down Dance Floor with Double A, La Perla, La Negra, Paul Cram. They're sitting over there, and man, they are having a good time on the dance floor. So you get over there and you have yourself a good time.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Lady A. Oh, man. I can't wait to give her these songs. Are we ready, J-Rob, for the next artist to touch the mic tonight in a celebration of hip-hop?
I'm absolutely ready.
Next up, ladies and gentlemen, we got Epiphany's own one half of the Jess J and Gina show. Ladies and gentlemen, we give to you Jess J is in the building. J is in the building. What's good with you, Jay?
Man, I've been enjoying hearing the dynamic duo back together, man. How are y'all guys doing, man?
Oh, man, we're doing great.
It's been kind of cool, man.
How you doing, man?
Man, I've been getting hyped up off of listening to this, man. I was going back through memory lane of calling in for the very first time and and watching the seamlessness and all the rest of that move, and to see you guys right here right now after that hiatus, man, it's a pillar that's back here. So we appreciate you, fellas.
Thank you,
brother.
Good to hear your voice as well.
Much.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute, man. It's been a minute. Yeah, this is, I mean, because this right here is where it all started for me, man. This right here is where it all started for me. So appreciate y'all.
I love that.
Yes,
we
appreciate
you, man. We appreciate you. Hey, man, we're still celebrating hip-hop. Celebrating hip-hop, man. And AJ. I bet you didn't know that Jess J used to also be an MC back in the day.
Now, ain't that
he's
something?
All the business now.
Now, ain't that something?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Now, Jesse, I don't know if you heard the top of the show, but J-Rob went into his bag of MC tricks, put out a rhyme, and went ahead and did that thing. And I thought we was back in the basement, man. We was doing that thing with the basement lights on it. Man, hey, man, he was giving it, man. He was giving it.
Hey, you know what? That guy just guaranteed that I watched the playback. That I listened to the playback. If I was going to scurry, he killed all of that.
Right. Hey, man. Don't let him do that.
He wouldn't even have did it if it was just going to do what he just said it did right there. No. Hey, how did it feel being back in that saddle again after doing poetry for so long? Did it affect it?
No. I did the short version of the piece. I didn't even do the long version. So you gotta get your wind back when you're trying to do RPMs like that. So I gave it a short
version. Yeah, I feel bad. He was doing RPM up in here.
He was.
Not that fast. I did something
I'm gonna tell you where he was. He was right in between I Need Love and I'm Bad. That cadence right in that middle, he was in that middle.
Yeah, man. I gotta do it now. Actually, the minute y'all close the doors, I'm gonna be hitting, come on.
I know that's right.
You got to.
Hey, man, but listen. We gonna get out the way, man, and let you have a mic, man, so that you can do what you can do. So, are you ready to get down, bro? It feels so good to say that. You ready to get down?
Yes, sir. This is a piece that I used to do back in the day forever.
My man. Well, go ahead and get on down, bro.
Cool. I'm quicker to stick you than a habitual booger picker. Let me say that one more time. I'm quicker to stick you than a habitual booger picker. Now you hold about as much water as wicker. Eyes get heavy, body that much more stiffer. Here's another head, a dog that ripped you. As I tell you out another scripture. See, I'm a Picasso with those lyrical pictures. A real Einstein with those Sims and mixtures. I illuminate poetic passages like candlelit fixtures. Stick you. Laugh as I stick you. Ha, ha, ha. Stick you. Slipping you with lyrical Mickey. Sticky, you motherfucker. I'm out and stuff you, won't bluff you. Don't grunt because the grandson's got a gun. And I ain't chasing. I'd rather sit back and cha-cha at ya like I'm Jason. And your bitch's bushes waiting, penetrating. Nah, she even hating. I got her contemplating, canceling your station. Got at your head, you like baby, why is you playing? Give me that shit because I ain't got the patience. For dirty bums and derelicts. For my silence of quiets, and Edith hunting. I leave bodies leaking, seeping, reeking in the hot trunk over the 4th of July weekend. grandson, last of the Mohicans, right eye tweaking. I'm at the precipice and still peeking. So don't be sleeping, because I be out here sneaking. Poem.
Wow. Wow.
Back, man, back in the day when the Get Down first used to get down and I would hear Cat like just Jay, I would be compelled to be like, yo, I gotta come back with something, man. I gotta come back because that was dope. I gotta come back with something. But we ain't got that kind of time. But I have to come back to compliment that joint you just did. I had something I wanted to compliment him with, but I know we ain't got that kind of time. Me and Jay will just have to talk someday. I had something in the clip to compliment that. Oh. I should do it anyway.
Let me go ahead and slide to the left, man. It was good seeing you, brothers, man. And not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the Just Jay and Gina show will be back on, but this Saturday, make sure y'all get in. There's going to be something going on. There's going to be stellar. Let's go ahead and get it. Oh, this Sunday, we're going to have Melissa Ellis over there at the clubhouse side at the Small House of Poetry. We're going to do an interview with her, man. We did a pre-interview with her, man. She's so down to earth. It's just good to meet a genuine person like she is, man. So we're going to have a nice time over there with Melissa Ellis this Sunday at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern, Small House of Poetry.
Yes, sir. Can't wait. Make sure y'all tune in. Now we're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, my brother. And make sure you stick around and listen. They cutting the rug over there, man. You just go get the DJ your track, man, so he can go ahead and get you over there on the floor. And stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
I can't dance. I'm going to take a chainsaw and I'm going to cut out my little piece.
All right, my brother. One love, one mic.
Y'all take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Just Jay. You can catch him this coming Sunday in Clubhouse, Small House Poetry. And then next Saturday, him and the fabulous Gina Storm, the freestyle queen. But next up right now, J. Rob, the wise son. We've got Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man. We've got Mojave. What up, Hav? What's good with you, bro?
Gentlemen. So what I'll just say is, to hear the, as we say, the dynamic duo back again, Batman and Wolverine striking out on the town. Doing what they do, bringing the most impressive into this array, you know, is the cornerstone, the foundation, the people who make it all happen. Hey, Rob, the wise son, and of course, Matt Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Doing good, bro.
How are we? How are you?
Thank you for that, man. Yes, sir.
I can't complain. I'm having regular bowel movement. I pee standing up. It's pretty good.
Wow, really? Really? That's where we at?
Hey, man, it's hip-hop, man. You know, hip-hop do that kind of stuff, man.
It just does. It just does. And being the fact of what it is, you have to understand that this art form has extended beyond 50 years, right? So if you know when it started, when it happened, I'm not telling my age, but I was there. Anyway, I was trying to write this piece on in between. I was doing it, and I had so many ideas. So I couldn't finish it beforehand, so I'm sorry. I won't be doing that piece. It is a good hip-hop piece, too, because I talk about, you know, hip-hop being, like, this thing I encountered, you know, in the many different forms that hip-hop takes. Hip-hop is energy. And the particular energy that hip-hop has for us really informs us for everything that we need to do in our existence. I remember when they thought that hip-hop was an invalid form because they like to invalidate things that black folks put together and make and act like it doesn't exist, you know. You know how people perceive the jazz and all this other stuff and people taking things, you know, I call it the Pat Boone Elvis effect. And, you know, you just steal things and say it's not yours. Hip-hop is not one of those things. However, you do run the risk because hip-hop is something, a completely different thing in 10 years. But That's just me. That's a whole conversation. That's not what subject is. What's really subject is the fact that you two are back together doing what you're doing, bringing joy to us on Thursday nights, making everything happen. So, sweet.
Appreciate
y'all.
That,
and congratulations. For real, for real.
Thank you.
My man.
Of course.
Thank you.
Of course.
All right. I was trying to find this other piece that I was going to do, which is giving me a hard time. Here we go. I got it. So I think I did it before, but I'm going to do it again because I'm lazy. And I don't want to look for any other pieces in this that came up when I first looked for it. And that's New Everything with Hip-Hop. Hope you like it.
Then, Van, let's get out the way so he can do it.
Absolutely. Get on down, bro.
All right, hold on. Just tell me this way. And goofing off too. A little bit too much. A little bit too much. All right, let's try it. Just tell me if this is too loud. Oh, I know so. It's kind of low, huh?
Yes, it is.
How's this? Is better?
Better.
Better? All right.
Better.
All right, good. We are taught so many things wrong. The ignorance of our upbringing. We are taught to believe in the weakness of our skin and not the strength of our convictions. We are taught to believe in money and not the strength of spirit. That our hands are greater than the element, that we are greater than the wind, stronger than any currents, that we are greater than the birth of this earth, beginning that when our bodies die, we return to dirt. This word crafted by God, given in love, spake soul into the representation of the earth as our birth, showed us our worth, that God gave favor, that we should savor this breath of light. This is the first teaching, the understanding of oneness of all things, how you can be a living representative of the world that you walk in, the craft of the earth, your body, the winds, your lungs, three-fourths the body, your blood, the ocean pushed by a molten core, electric fire, the beating heart, and a seat to your soul. Two eyes to see the physical plane, a third eye to see spiritually. This with two ears to hear the love of the wind, two eyes to see the wonder of the seasons, and this body to understand the reasons of the love granted, a mouth to speak back to the love given, to soothe, to groove. This Arcadian rhythm of drum that beats in the center of your chest, blessed, that comes from open arms and understanding that this love is the greatest lesson and the blessing that God can ever bestow. It is the heart of you, the soul of you, the drum, the sum of rhythm and heartbeat that touches your soul. Your soul don't run. We, the original breakdancers, back spinning bodies twisted into 16 bars, mistaking whack MCs as stars when there's no relation to the constellations. This drum is a sure bet. Sunrise, the sunset, the drum is the morning prayer, and I ask God to help me find and look for the perfect beat. Heart of my heart pounding up as a djembe, the cowbell stinging my soul. Allow my legs to dance. Dance, 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 dance. Play this in any hood, I dare you. To not hear the motherland restrained only by indoctrination. No knowing if your mother is calling you. Don't lack, come in, come back. Feel the drum in the arch of your back. Feel the thump in the dip of your hip and know this rhythm is eternal. It is the soul of our people. It is the heart and soul of you. Come in, come back. Feel the drum in the arc of your back. Feel the thump. 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 Feel the thump.
Hey man, this was a nice, this was that mellow hip hop, Jay. You know, where you wanted to just cruise, not the NWA type cruising down the street in my 6'4" jacket. Sorry, flashback. But when you're cruising and you're just vibing and you're just mellowing out and you just want to hear some nice, smooth lyrics, that's what this was for me. This is dope, huh? Real dope. Why, son?
you just decided to come in here on some show off shit, didn't you?
Nope.
Uh huh. Some looking for the perfect beat. Just playing tic tac toe with poetry, making it all connect through one line and each round. I hear you. I like it.
I'm just Just Jay came in here spitting. You know, I had to
right. That part.
I had to do something. He was making it tough, man. He put the glue traps out. You know, he's trying to catch the rat. I was like, nah, dude. I ain't went on from a fly over. He killed it. And I was just like, and I wasn't done writing the piece. I was like, damn, I'm not done writing this piece. What do I got?
I had a healthy rebuttal for my brother, but we had to let that ride. This ain't the old Get Down. So I had to let that ride. But I love the beat that you did.
I get it. I mean, it's one of those things. This has happened. But yeah, you know, everybody's been throwing fly ass poetry up in this mug. Quick, fast, and hurry. Just fly. Like Paul Cran came in here and decimated, destroyed. It made everything disgusting. He's just killing shit. I was like, oh, so that's what we're doing. That's how we in here going now.
That part.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, Mojave, this is that moment that this is that other moment that you've been waiting for. This is that other moment. You know what that other moment is?
Oh, what's going on in what you call it for Epiphany, right? That's what's happening.
Yeah, this is your time,
okay.
Baby.
I think I got that covered. Hold on for 1 second, because I got stuff in the way. I gotta move the stuff out the way. Real quick, fast, and hurry. You get out of here. I'm sorry. You can talk to these things, but like, what are you doing? You get out of here. All right, bad. I got you. Right now. Ready?
Absolutely.
Well, this Tuesday on the 50 Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network, we're back. We present to you the Honey Dripper 3.0. A lot. We'll be hosting a night full of features and crazy, amazing erotic poetry. Prepare to get your mind pregnant with passion, desire. Inform you of the different things that are going to happen to you this. We have the features of Ocean Rain from Florida, from North Carolina, from Stallion 22, from Texas. Melissa, the exclusive. Our trip feature is Infamous Lyricist and more. We'll be featuring Just the Ace from Philadelphia, and this night is going to prove to be sexy, incredible, sensual, here on the 50 Radio Universe of a Real Entertainment Network, the Starship, where we boldly encourage you to take your socks off. Baby.
All right, that's what I'm talking about, Honey Drippers. Ooh, this coming Tuesday, I might have to write a piece with Paul Cram's line.
Yeah, that line is
edible.
A hard line. That's a hard-ass line. I'm mad. He out here.
Yes.
That's what
right. All right. All right, Javi, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man, so that you can hang around, tell the DJ what you'd like to hear, so we keep listening to some fly poetry. One love, one mic, my brother, remember.
Wait. This is where we come to hear the fly poetry, okay? Here on the Get Down, so we can get on down. That's what we come to hear.
Appreciate that.
You know? And just for everything
we
else,
appreciate that.
This is Radio Universe.
Yeah.
Squid Eye.
What he said, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, my brother. We appreciate you.
Hey.
Yeah.
One love, one mic. Take your socks off, baby.
Baby.
Mommy.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mojave. Catch him this coming Tuesday. Honey Drippers.
Next up on the mic, y'all, we've got Jay. Are you ready? You ready for the next poet? You ready? You ready?
Talk to me. Talk to me.
Bro, we got the king himself. The other half of King and Queen's quarters. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you, King Atterbury is in the building. What's good with you, King?
What's going on, fellas? Oh, the get down is back. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Peace, J-Rob. What's going on,
Peace.
Wild son?
Peace, King. How you doing, bro? Long time no hear, bro.
I'm in between out here, bro. That's all I can say.
Hey, as long as you still here, in between is not a bad place.
Yeah, I'm at the
plantation.
Man.
I'm
here.
Still here.
That's right.
That's what counts.
That's right. No, man.
You still here. That's all right. Talk to him, Van.
Hey, man, you know, we doing part two of this celebration of 50th anniversary of hip-hop, man. So, you know, I want to hear what you got, because this cat used to be an MC too, y'all, back in the day. This one right here.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
Yeah, I was all right. You know what I mean? I was all right. On the Harlem Street.
We've been modest. We're gonna get out the way, bro. Because if you ready to get down, we getting out the way so we can hear you get on down. Are you ready?
I might be a little tired, man. You know what I'm saying, from this shift, but I'm gonna do my best, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, that's all we ask, man. We want to hear you spit, so get on down.
All right, no doubt. This piece is titled "Melly Mel, Son Do Allah." In the beginning, they was winning and blending inside they living. I drink snake venom and send them back to Hell's Kitchen. Unaffected by the heat that's irreverently come visit. Rock your wizard with a lyrical blizzard, watch how I spit it. This time is different. Got my studies from my old self, penning my own shit. I'm bringing bars back to health. Process this, reboot your system on your model. Writing without a bottle while I'm reading a conscious novel. I'm Marvel in DC fighting the oldest rivals. My writing become recitals like preachers with open Bibles. Back in the day, an age when I was in my teens, there were many artists that inspired me with dreams. Started off writing rhymes, different kinds from my mind. Composition notebook, placing words on blank lines. Then introduced the spoken word through a genre. Met an icon from the last poet, which was an honor. Learned about rhythms, bass lines, and tones. That's why inside my books, there are cadences with the poems. Respect to the Cold Crush, Fantastic and Fierce Five. Treacherous Three, Spoonie G, Carry the Vibe. Fearless Four and Curtis Blow, can't forget Run DMC. Funky Four plus One, Ben Bada and Houdini. Dr. Jekyll went hide is what the culture prescribed. Said the Sonic was alive, well described the group was hired. King.
Ooh.
Go ahead, Wes, son.
I mute your mic, Jay.
No, listen. This cat right here just was going in for no reason whatsoever, and that right there was jam. Awesome.
Thank you, brothers.
That was
appreciate
damn
that.
Awesome. I love that. Yes, sir. I love that.
Yeah, bro.
Appreciate that.
What say you, man?
Hey, man, it was the tribute, man, to the legends of hip-hop that was in this piece that made it that much more special. So, my brother, this piece was an amazing piece from your quill, and I'm just glad that I was here for it. So thank you for bringing that to the get-down, baby. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. You know what I mean? I missed the first joint, but, you know, I had to come through.
Absolutely. Now, what you got, what's popping for let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany, man. Let everybody know.
Hey, man, Monday is open mic.
Yeah.
What you like with open mic? Rock with us tonight, you know what I mean? 9 p.m. Eastern, Epiphany, all day, every day. You know what I mean? Yeah, right,
y'all.
Business.
I
love it.
I love it.
Open mic. I mean, so we're going to be in the building Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern.
All right.
Holler.
Love it.
Can't wait, man. Can't wait. Make sure y'all tune in. tune in.
All right, King, we're going to get you over to the dance floor, baby, because the DJ is waiting to spin them records.
He said
he heard you with the Special Sonic. He said he got you.
Talking all that jazz.
Them youngins don't know nothing about that, man. It's some people listening, man. They're too young. They don't know nothing about that, man. You got to educate them, bro.
Oh, they need to go back in and look in the archives. Remember that joint Sally.
Some people don't like the way Sally walks.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, King. Appreciate you, man. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, man.
Much love to y'all. Definitely.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Peace, King.
Woo-wee. Yo, it's live in here tonight, Weinstein. It is live in here tonight.
It's
you ready to keep this party going?
Yeah, man. Let's get what we get when we got what we got when we get it.
Next up, we got the other half at the Just J Gina show. We got the freestyle queen Gina Storm in the building ready to blaze the mic. Hey, Gina.
Hey, Ben. Hey, J-Rob. Happy Friday Eve.
Happy Friday
Happy
Eve.
Friday Eve, sister. How are you?
Robin, Ben. It's so dope.
Appreciate you.
It's been fun tonight.
It's
been really fun tonight.
I mean,
you know,
they sold up and sold out.
Like you wouldn't believe.
Crazy.
But it wouldn't be a party without you showing up, showing out.
That part
talk
right there.
I just got to do my little thing.
Listen, I'm like, I don't even know.
Stop playing.
I'm just saying.
Listen. Listen, Gina, listen.
I'm listening.
We're celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. We're celebrating 50 years of poetry. We're selling 50 years of music and poetry combined to make people do things with their asses and feet and toes that they didn't think about doing before they did it. That's how they did it when they do it. Lovely. I know you got something up your sleeve, so me and Van going to get out of your way and let you get on there.
I got a little something. I've been so mystified by what I've been hearing, I felt like I really needed to bring it, so let's go. This one's called All a Dream. Thank you. It was all a dream. See, I'm a Tupac fan off top. Been one since my introduction to hip-hop. Then it took off, but it was subtle at first. Like, it was all a dream. I was immediately taken in. It took some persuading. I needed proof that this fad wasn't going to be fading or trending. For the hip-hop kids, the cool beatboxers, the breakdancers. And later I came to see the rhymes and the beats were revolutionary. I had verses for days. I was an MC before I cut my grown teeth. It was tight beat that I craved. Biggie had me hypnotized. Even though I was a Tupac fan, I was stunned and amazed. See, maybe ours was a star that burned fast and bright quickly, then it ended. I pray the message conveyed was right. The revolution is taking place because we did not leave the race. End of an era? No, there's no such thing. Because this piece on this night let me know that rap is still alive and hip-hop is a necessity. Just because these young folks don't get it don't mean that it can't come back to where it needs to go, because this is a revolution. Let's get it. I'm ready, and it's not a rehearsal. It's goddamn show. In peace.
Okay, Gina, here on aggressive band.
Bro.
Yeah, she
on
aggressive. Beating on her chest. Get off me.
Get off me. See, battle rap. That's Gina Storm. Hey, you're in my corner. We're gonna redo 8 Mile. You on stage with me. You're in my corner.
As long as you know. I mean, like,
Absolutely. For real.
Hip hop is a necessity, not an option. It's 50 years
Absolutely.
Old. Come on, man. That ain't no fluke or sad. I'm all in now. I was so sad that it went, you know, the way that it has. But there's still some MCs out there
There's underground. You know, you just got to find it. You got to look for it. Now it's got a new joint.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, tune in and check in because it still exists.
Oh, yeah.
And we're here to represent.
Hey, man, y'all tripping. I mean, I don't know. Y'all, first of all, y'all know I'm a No Edition fan true and true through and through. And my boys, Belvedere DeVoe, just dropped a brand new single featuring Reverend Run. So if you ain't heard it, it's called Act Like You Know. Go check that out. Yeah.
That's enough. Yeah. We good. Let's go.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You know, hip hop is definitely a necessity. And some of, you know, I like when they do these playlists or these albums where it's called Essential. Like you'll have like Tupac's Essential playlist, or you know, and if y'all, you know, those tracks will have you in your feelings because it'll remind you at what point you were in your life when you've listened to some of them, and you'd be like, my God, oh man, I remember this. Whew. But yeah, hip hop is definitely a necessity. It has shaped the way most of us are today. So thank you for reminding us of that. Appreciate you.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, hip-hop is everything. It's life.
Definitely. It's life, yeah. Now, before we usher you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, how about you let the people know what you got going on in Epiphany and abroad? Let everybody know.
All right. You can catch me, Just Jay and the Small House of Poetry family on Saturday afternoon in the kitchen. We do round after round of speed round. On Sunday, we'll be in the living room where our interviewee is Melissa Ellis. Just Me is dopeness personified in the poetry community. If you don't know her, you need to come through and catch that vibe, that poetry, and get that work. On Monday morning, we have the AM Drive at 7 a.m. Central, 8 Eastern, where we have an AM, like, talk radio show. But the only difference is we don't play tracks. We have poetry speed rounds instead of music breaks. But we have hot topics, and I do the 365 days of Black history because we're not just Black in February. And it is dope. It's like you need to be there for that. And then next Saturday, not this Saturday, the following Saturday, catch me and Just Jay at the Just Jay and James Show, where we always have an interviewee. And if we do not, because that's rare, we will have open mic, and you can come and bring us your best, and we will break it down for you, get to know you and the poet, and it'll be like a mini feature. So either way, however it's
love it.
Talked up, sliced up, you going to get this work. Yes.
I love it. All right, looking forward to it. Can't wait.
I love that. Oh, yeah.
Now we're going to
slide this
down.
This is a whole vibe. I'm going
to
go over to the dance floor because everybody I know is already there.
Yeah,
all I'm about to do is step.
Oh, I see somebody doing
it.
Look,
I live outside Chicago.
Hey, hold on.
We steppers.
We're coming. Hold on. We coming.
All right. I'm step.
All
let's
right,
go.
Then. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Gina Storm. You heard her. You can catch them this Saturday afternoon, Clubhouse. You can catch them Sunday evening, Clubhouse in the living room, Small House Porch in the living room. Monday is the AM Drive. And then catch her and Just Jay next Saturday, Just Jay and Gina Show. Next up, you ready, Jay, for the next artist on the mic?
Always.
Next up, Ready Code 240. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
It's the East Coast Go-Go Brother.
Hey, my Go-Go Brother. Hey, J-Rob, the wise son.
How you doing, bro?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, my Go-Go
Good stuff,
Brother.
Man.
You know
Good stuff.
What's up, bro?
Real quick, you know what makes so good about Thursday?
What's that?
It's close to Friday. Friday's close to Saturday, and that logo is gone.
Hey, bro,
listen,
I will be Saturday. I'll be free. We got to ask in contest. Some people don't know what we're discussing right now, so allow me, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Mr. Automatic Charismatic, who is an avid Dallas Cowboys fan. And then you have me, who is a true 3-3 49ers fan. So you know what happened on Sunday. You know what happened. We don't need to rehash it. But if you go to Mr. Automatic Charismatic's his page, his Facebook page, you will not see a Cowboys logo. You will see a 49ers logo. It'll go down on Saturday, but, you know, hey, the man honored his bet. I appreciate that. So now we're giving the fans and the audience and you know, other Dallas Cowboys fans, hopefully there aren't many here, but, you know, because they haven't made themselves known. But, hey, bro, hey, man, listen. You call Jerry Jones, you tell him, make sure Sunday or Monday, I think I played Monday night against the Chargers, make sure, you know, tell the receivers or something, tell Dak somebody, you know, tell him don't throw no interceptions because I got a new meme that said that he went to the bench and threw his helmet and it got intercepted. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him.
Well, you know what? It's like Friday. It's like Friday. You remember what happened to the last football team. You don't know what happened to the last football team.
We shall see, bro. We shall see. Hopefully come out with that same energy and be upset and tell him don't be pissed off when he played the Chargers, so that way at least he could focus, all right? Okay, cool. Now,
yeah.
My brother, now that we gotten all the action factors out of the way, we still doing Celebration of Hip Hop Part 2. So you being a freestyle king, we want to go ahead and get out the way and let you go ahead and get down, my brother.
All right. I sure did bring my mind, so I'm going to call this poem Miracle Flames. I ain't no joke. I let the mic smoke. Right now, I'm about to go ahead and turn up the temperature. You can't put out this damn flame. Don't bother to bring the fire extinguisher. Hey, DJ, can you play that song? Keep me dancing all night long. My mind, lyrical, engine so strong. Not flaming up. The fire is about to be exposed, and everybody knows that the fire grows. Lyrical, that type of individual, a lyrical flame. And yes, I have something that'll reach your mind, just like one of a kind. This is a celebration with no hesitation. You see, I need that type of mic. I need to receive that mic and breathe that mic. I'll never leave that mic. You see, when I think about the love of hip-hop, it'll never stop. See, lyrical flames, it's like when I hear so much hip-hop, it's just like overflowing in my veins. You see, when I hear like Tupac and Biggie, when I hear KRS-One, the bridge is over. The bridge is over. Yes, I can feel the hip-hop all up in my shoulders. When I hear the fire breathing like with Nas, he got the same birthday just like me. Yes, it's like another celebration. It's like a birthday. Keep coming, bringing the cake. So I can add the flames to the candles. The mic is never fragile. It's like a king in his castle. It's like a challenger. I am the hip-hop ambassador. Just another lyrical time. In the event, you will see how everything is moving in sequence. Yes. Give me that mic. So I can just blow more fire to it. So I could be LL Cool J, rock the bells. And right now I'm bringing the mic. Hell, it's on the fire and you will follow the trail. Give me that Kumo D like the Wild Wild West.
so I could go ahead and speak it from my chest. Give me that public enemy. Yes, so I could fight the power. So I could be like the ancestors, like Malcolm X and Dr. King. It's a lyrical thing. What I bring is the flames. This ain't no games. Yeah, I see you trying to put the fire out. Nah, you won't be able to. The fire has risen, and you can feel the heat, because that's the way hip-hop has me feeling complete. This automatic, charismatic, lyrical inch, 10 gears in, I'm all in, pipe and dry.
Why, son?
The Victor's brother's really, really he's a lot more talented than he gave himself credit for. When he came up with schemes like this, I'm like, yeah, he touching on a whole lot. He hit some old school cats in their head. He touches some new school cats in their head. But what he really doing, he hitting on everybody who should be and already is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Salute to you, King. Booyah.
Oh, thank you, man.
My man said, I ain't no joke. I used to let the night smoke. Yo, that opening was good for me, man, because Rakim is like one of my favorite lyricists. And, you know, you paid homage in this piece, man, to the hip-hop legend. And off the top of your dome, bro, hey, man. Hey, salute you, brother. I got nothing but respect for you.
Thank you. Much love, man. Much love. My go-go brothers. My two go-go brothers. You know what I'm saying?
That much part. Love, bro. Much love. We're going to get you on right. Over to the Get Down Dance Floor now, bro, so we can get to the rest of these poets, man, and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. Hey, man, you can't get no go-go tonight. The DJ already looking at you sideways, so you can't come over there asking for no go-go. Unless you ask for, like, salt and pepper and EU doing the butt. But,
oh, well, yeah, you know, it's your thing to do what you want to do. I can't tell you.
I can't tell you. Who's talking to? All right, bro.
Yeah.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our East Coast Go-Go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Next up on the mic, we got area code 419. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello?
Hold on, man. Blog Talk going bananas. Blog Talk going bananas. Blog Talk going haywire. Going haywire. She's saying y'all doing too much with this hip-hop thing. Y'all doing too much. You're doing too much. Man, lady, we don't care. We're going to keep on doing it. Hey, Code 419, welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Yeah, thank you for waking up today, fellas.
Oh, my man, Rebel D-Zones is in the building. CSR Zone, what's good with you, bro?
Welcome back, fellas. Welcome back, man.
Yes, thank you, bro.
It's
good
a blessing
to
have
back.
You guys
good
back,
to
man.
Be back. Thank you, man.
It's been a long time, bro. How you been?
Making moves, doing big things and shit, you know.
Hey,
I love how
I be
that
seeing
sounds.
You, bro. I be seeing you, bro.
I be doing a little something here
and there. If y'all don't follow my man on YouTube, or if you're not in Legendary Inc. and you see what C-34 Music is doing with this man's work and many of you others, but I encourage you to check out Rebel P on his YouTube page because when the brother, when I say the brother be breathing and spitting fire,
Yo, I'm actually, I've been on TikTok for about 2 weeks now, and I'm blowing up on there, guys. I'm like, wow, I couldn't believe it.
Make sure you drop your link to the event page for TikTok, and we will support, bro.
I don't even know how that happened, but I wished my YouTube channel had responded the way TikTok has. Yo.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's something else.
I didn't bring something specific for hip hop. I didn't bring something specific for hip hop, but a lot of people don't know. I used to write a lot of lyrics and shit. I used to do a lot of lyricism with a group back in the Army and shit. We called ourselves PMP, Too Much Pain. And I found some early shit in the archives before I was really doing poetry or anything.
Oh, yeah, we got to hear this. We got to hear this. We're going to get out of the room and let you go ahead and get on down.
I'm going to get on down. Yo. You know them lines like, yo, I'm slicker than ninjas on tiptoe slipping through windows. Sicker than Buffalo Bill, so my human skin clothes. Hold up. Written and elegant, here I sit. Don Luciano, Mr. Megatron, all the way from Chicago to Arizona. Hot weather blasted with the best of them. Mr. Desert Eagle, I'm still the Don, so just the radio. While we put out the, while we out west, there's a storm in the TMP crew growing the Voltron forming. Rebel got the mic scorching, no competition. TMP leave, cruise abort, knocker. Creeps till your ears bleed, but how's about it? Go ahead and start showing. The skills of a phenomenon, that's mind-blowing. If you're scared, go to church, man. I don't do features. I'm on every track that's hot in this shit. But I'm not the bird man, not a cash money attack. But if you want some, I can give you some back. I got custom-made tracks for selected hip-hop heads, naughty-headed kids, revolutionaries, and stick-up kids. TMP brings something for anyone in that hip-hop culture. We hungry for the number one spot, something kind of like a vulture. Who shot you? With the knowledge too complex for normal man's understanding, think too hard and get stuck in inception. Don't underestimate the white boy. He's full of tricks and deception. I got archives full of lyrics for years stacked up in my collection. It's far-fetched to think anyone can see the team. Too much pain is what we bring. Fuck with me on the mic if you want to. But cats like the Rebel got a nasty sting. This is not a battle. You just been finagled into a crime scene. Because I'm a murder your mans with a few bars and turn this into a homicidal maniac's dream. My lyrical genius leaves hip-hop is fiending like pedophiles at Boy Scout conventions. You phony spitters misuse the mic like cruel intentions. All of you other rappers sit, learn, and listen. It's a war out there. If you die, you ain't killing. Say what you want about the Rebel. But some people call it a hero, and some call me a villain. I'm disgusting, the best, and it may be the greatest of all time. At worst, T&P is the same as the game that deserves. It's what the game deserves. Knocking the trash about the way and taking me out ain't no option. Because my attitude's like, fuck it, I'll drop them. Lyrically, I can't be touched. Fuck your hip-hop phenomenon. Legendary, ahead of my time. So, homie, swallow your pride, because when I bless the mic, there's no contest here. A philosophical mind versus an ignorant one. You motherfucking right. I went there live in front of your own peoples. If you want to get slotted, I'll do it. In the hip-hop world, I'm a jewel, so don't pursue it. Because I kill Bill Beats and Viper Squad to get. Call me Frank Castle on the Punisher of rap. I got Deadpools and MCs that's nasty on the mic, too. Jay, rest in peace. Because if your Timbs were still stopping the earth, you'd be cussing these whack rappers too. So who want to step to the prophet of rap? I'm here standing tall. I'm a man of a thousand styles, and you can hear it in every track. Go ahead and bring it back. Word life ain't no struggle easy to work through. But as dogs, we got to bust through these walls. Excuse me, bitch. Part of my balls. They always on call. I've been foreseen and prophesied through star connected lines with a thousand styles and variety. I combine my metaphorical rhymes with two life stories about war and his crimes. And with the hard beats and bass lines, I take a trip through your mental institute to fill your unfed mind. Don't fuck with a man when that rap is his life. Man, I give my soul for the mic. So imagine what I take for my life. I cut my wrist with a knife and pour this verse in my blood. Matter of fact, amputate my left arm and pass the mic to the nerve. Who you know more dedicated than that? I hear him talking to, but where the fucking action's at? Like what? Fuck. Rebel on that madness. Who wanna go head to head with that? I leave nothing left for caskets. If hip hop be my mother, I'm a fatherless bastard. Me on the mic is more deadly than the scalper. This madman deadly enough, to set the heavens on fire. Step out the way. This a lyrical live wire. Peace, mic drop.
So that's what we're doing. So that's what we're doing. So that's what we're doing. So that's what we're doing.
Sorry, I was thirsty.
So, Van, this is what I propose. This is what I propose. Paul Cam is going to be the beginning of that Craig Mack beat, and then Rebel going to get up in there and do the rest of that shit from the Craig Mack beat.
I could dig it. I could dig it. Yeah.
That's what I just heard.
Hey, yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. I am not gonna lie to you. Yo, you realize give Method Man a run for his money with this piece. His I came to bring the pain, hardcore in the brain, let's be massage. Yo, you give him a run for his money with these bars in this piece.
I love that song.
I love that song too.
That was a great song, man. You know, he said he hated his whole first album.
That's from the artist though. We're the fans. The fans loved it. So I can dig it. Cause all three of us have written pieces that we're like, yeah. And a lot of people's like, nah, that's that smoke right there. That's that smoke.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking.
You're right.
So,
the only thing I can say why I would say I thought he hated it, because if you listen to it, his vocals is low compared to the beats on a lot of the tracks.
That's why it sounded so grimy, man. I loved it, bro. You know what I used to think about that whole album, that whole Tikal? It sounded like he recorded it down in the sewers with the Ninja Turtles and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just kind of hear the water and the dripping in the background and shit. It was grimy. I love that shit.
It was raw and grimy. Yeah. Absolutely.
But he didn't like it. You know, and again, fans was like, you bugging. You bugging it. But again, all three men on this microphone have at one point in time wrote a piece where it was like, I mean, it's all right. But someone else who heard it was like, I don't know what you're talking about. That ain't all right. That's a work of art right there, sir.
You're right.
Giving love to hip-hop and hip-hop's 50-year birthday, I got to absolutely say that my writing styles came from four very serious lyricists, right? Because that's this day and night. That's what I listened to was first off Redman. Redman introduced me to how to use words. That man knows how to use words. And he gives his word animation and life, man. Method Man, his grimiest. But RZA was always my favorite, man. He was just, I don't know. Like,
RZA goes
deep, man. He goes deeper than most people want to go, right? But then the other cat was Vinny Paz. Vinny Paz does it for me. That man is just put so much emotion and feeling in the every track, every verse.
That's what's up. I love it. I love it, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, what you think about his piece, bro?
Man, listen. You're talking about a genuine, bona fide genius for absolutely no reason. I ain't got to comment on this. I'm just a fan for the sake of being a fan because I'm a fan's fan. And this cat's your favorite poet's favorite poet.
That's how heavy of a fan I am. So I'm in it. Yeah. It's my minute,
you know,
right
funny.
There.
I am actually my favorite poet's poet.
I love it, bro. I love
my
it.
My favorite poet's gotta be C Double, man. Clarence is my favorite poet.
Oh man, C Double's amazing.
Guy's a genius. He's a monster.
Yeah, he is.
But he said the same exact thing to me, like, yo, you're my favorite poet, man.
Yeah, man, yo.
It's amazing. But make sure make sure you get these lyrics recorded and sent to J-Rab so he can put that masterpiece together.
Right. Absolutely. I'll record them tomorrow.
That's what's up.
My man.
Now, my brother, we got to get you out to the dance floor, man, because it's hip-hop live out there. We got this thing going around the cities called R&B Live, but this is hip-hop live out there, bro. So get out there and get out.
I got to tell you guys just the one more important thing. Thank you for waking up.
Yes,
today.
Sir. Nah, man. Thank you for waking
Salute
up.
To you, King. Salute to you.
Peace. I'm glad you guys are back, man. Peace.
Glad to be back.
Peace, man.
One love, one mic, my brother.
Indeed.
Peace.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's DSI's own Rebel P. Jones. Hey, man, we got a treat next, bro. We got a treat next because we ain't heard this brother in a good little minute. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a night. It is a sir. Sir Lawrence is in the building.
Gentlemen.
Sir Lawrence,
my
it's so good to meet
brother.
You, my brother.
Always,
doing,
always
man?
Good. All is well, man. Congratulations, Meadows. J-Rob,
thank you for the
invite.
I appreciate
you. Salute to you, King.
Salute.
It's good to hear your voice, man. It's been a minute. How's
Absolutely.
Everything going with you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's working like a clock, man. That's all I can say. You know, I'm just doing my thing, you know. Be in Tennessee soon, so stuff like that.
Love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Van said, this about to be a treat. This is about to be a treat. So, Van, go introduce the brother, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Sir Lawrence, we're going to step out of the way because this is Celebration Part 2, the hip-hop turns 50. So, brother, we will get out the way that you go ahead and get on down.
Well, you know, I'm not a real strong hip-hop fan, but I know hip-hop got its roots from, you know, the likes of The Last Poets and such, you know, like... You say you don't want to die because. I don't want to die because. You say you don't want to die because. Cause you to say that. That's my tribute.
My man.
And then, as far as the piece goes, I got a piece here.
Come on, stop playing. I know you got a piece. Stop playing, bro. Let me get that.
All right. Driven from God consciousness. He said, your God made that. Try mine. It's better. Then with a coveted animosity, decided foods with seeds are an inconvenience. Growing plants without soil is chic. Clothes, rubber soles. Which one needs to be grounded? The wearer or the maker? Plastic foods without the nutrients. Taste buds trick. No waste. Just constipate. Through the looking glass, exploring the depths of the universe while debating who was here first. Instead of understanding Adam, the molecules of the atom, we would rather place orders for extraterrestrials, extra blue light, and plenty of extras on enhancement. Hold the natural order. Load up on those extras. Ride on those magnetic waves, making sure microwaves. Topped off with plenty of that dirty electricity we don't see. You know, the waste product from this new technology telling us they're on their way back to the moon. Filling Mars with condos, depleting dopamine receptors, changing DNA codes, offering robots and clones. Who could tell? But then, why should we think about that? Sir Lawrence.
Well, son, go ahead, bro.
Listen, when I'm hearing my brother do his thing, better yet, have any of you ever seen that commercial and the rain is just falling and it's for an app called Calm? Because you just hear all the atmosphere and what have you, and it's just got a calming effect. When I hear Sir doing his thing, it has a calming effect, but he's hitting you with some gems. And you don't feel like you're getting hit. You just feel like you're getting fed in such a calm manner. It's just like, this is dope. And this is how we're supposed to be fed at times. And I'm just digging that. And I appreciate this when he comes on and hits us with this. Against me, it's all calming. And I'm just really digging it. So thank you for this, bro.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and thank you. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Very middle.
Hey, you know how Sir Lawrence know how I feel about his name, man. It's just good to hear you, man. I haven't heard you in a minute on the mic, man. And the thought-provoking question at the end of the piece is almost like you're ready to write something else, but you want to give us time to think about what you just said in this piece, you know?
Hey.
And I appreciate that.
Hey.
I appreciate you challenging us in that manner, bro. I'm encouraging you to just keep on doing what you're doing, bro, because you're reaching the people, man. And thank you.
Right on. Right on. Appreciate that. Right on. But, yeah, man, and props to you guys, man, because you guys still hold it strong, man, and that's a testament to all of this. And as a matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you something. I have been toying around with the idea of doing a show myself. I really have. And in fact, I was trying to come from a different base, because there was a conversation that came up where you know, the poet. In talking about the poet and poetry and the writer and what the writer wrote, in a lot of instances, you recite the piece, okay, but did the audience actually grasp everything that you were trying to convey?
A lot of us grapple with that.
That sounds like an exciting idea. I think you should I think you should reach out to the station manager and send him your thoughts. And, you know, station manager Pippa Radio, his name escapes me at the moment. But you should just reach out to him and, you know, send him your ideas.
Larry.
And,
Larry.
No, that's the CEO. We're talking about the station manager.
Oh, that light-skinned dude. Okay,
yeah,
cool. Okay, cool. My bad.
The light-skinned dude.
My bad. The light-skinned dude.
That guy.
We always got to go through these light-skinned people, man.
Listen. The DSP has had its time, right? LSP is okay. It's okay. We're all forms of chocolate. No need to fight over it. But, retail.
No need to fight.
The station manager of Tiffany Radio, talk to him about your idea and your thoughts and, see what happens. I mean, maybe a space, Just reach out to him, Sir Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a bet then. That's a good lick. Because I was really thinking about that. You know what I mean?
Because if you reach out to the studio,
I like the idea.
He's going to tell you that he's retired, and you're going to have to reach out to the station manager. So you can't really talk to the CEO these days because his favorite words is he retired. Now, I don't know where he get that from. I know he's listening. I'm going to have him back hosted. Y'all, stay tuned. He's going to be back. He don't know it yet, but he's going to be back. But
Van Dream's big.
Get over to the. You said what?
His Van Dream's big.
Yeah, I do dream big. Yeah. But so long, so we're gonna get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor. Don't forget to reach out to as J-Rob said, the light skinned dude. We could discuss it. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good, man. Thanks for that. And once again, folks and gentlemen, I'm glad I was able to attend. And you guys stay strong, man.
Thank you, brother. You too.
My brother. Thank you, sir.
We're on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor, Sir Lawrence. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
All right. Next up, Jay. Next up. Uh-oh. Hey, man. We got history. We got living, breathing, walking history. Get ready to grace the mic right now. You ready?
Talk to me.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen. Talk to me.
I give you the next artist on the mic is Epiphany's own one-half host, Renaissance Poetry. I give you the Renaissance, Keith Eric. Welcome to the Get Down.
What's happening, people? How y'all doing today?
Good, man. Salute,
King.
Hey, man.
Much salute to you, man. It has been.
Right.
How are you and how's your family, brother?
Hey, man. We doing good, man. We over here fighting like we supposed to. You know what I'm saying? Life be lifing, but we lifing with it.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Love that.
There you go. Nice. Love it, man. Love it. Man, it's been a long time since we heard your voice. And this, this is a perfect time to have you because I know this is in your wheelhouse. Van and I are celebrating 50 years of hip hop, part two. There may be a part three coming before the end of the year, but this is definitely part two. And having you here celebrating with us and with the listening audience is really special because I know your schedule is tight.
Mm-hmm.
But my dear mm-hmm. brother. Me and Van want to step away from the mic, and if you would please bless us with something from something that just drips off of your poeticness the way it does, we would deeply appreciate it. And please get on down.
Damn, that's a hell of a setup there, fellas. Shit, a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Van told me to say that.
Let me get my shit together. Grew up in hip hop. Obviously, was a big thing. Freestyling in the back of the bus in the third grade. Grew up on, all of that Kool Herc, Africa Bambaataa. Furious Five. All that. Got you hooked. Got me hooked there. So. Yeah, bars is a big deal. I love lyricism. I love metaphors and all of that. So it's right at, my alley. So, yeah, it's perfect time. I want to come through and I'll give y'all some bars real quick, see what y'all think.
Go ahead, bro, and get on down.
All right. Bars spread sickness like bubonic, red death. Nothing but dental records left when I go left, like I snatched a heart at the chest.
Jeffrey Dahmer with the bars ballistic, leave you with the heart of a paraplegic. You gotta blow in a straw just to take shit. You gotta blow in a straw just to talk shit. I give body blows till your body takes shits. Renaissance flow is universal, you can't box this. I come from where we dig graves and give facelifts, but your face is gone, there are no replacements. Leave you depressed like Lieutenant Dan, you can't stand this. Lob metaphors like grenades, but that was a simile. Take a whole year off and you still can't write a bar to fuck with me. Literally, lyrically, it's almost more tragic than Columbine. Even if y'all combine, you ain't fucking with mine. Divine flow, Bruce Leroy with the glow. I got the master, show enough. How you gonna go toe-to-toe with no feats? Like, the fuck? You a slave to the need to compare to me. I bring the heat like the sun, melt mics. It's 2023, got GOAT status, like Mike, too much like right, but Iceberg is already the most wanted, because I just murdered this right. Renaissance.
Yo, yes, you did just murder this Mike. Watson, did you hear this? Did you hear this?
Listen, man, I love the way the man's mic takes flight when he ignites and it starts to unite. Ooh, yes.
Bro, you took a whole year off and you came back and you still couldn't mess with me. Bro, what? Yo.
Oh, yeah, I said.
Hey, man, these bars.
You took a year off and you still can't ride a bar to fuck with me.
Ooh, my God. Bro, this, hey, man.
I was expecting y'all to hit me back with the Forrest Gump shit that I gave y'all, man. I figured y'all was going to catch that one.
There's some stuff in this piece that really grabs you and be like, yo, did he just say that? Did he really just say that?
Sometimes you got to let fans enjoy being fans, man. Let us be who we are and be like, yo, the man is dope for a goddamn reason. Did y'all hear this?
Absolutely.
Did y'all hear
this?
And that's the beauty of playback. I dig the double entendre. No, go ahead, man.
Nah. I'm just saying, man, I can't wait to listen to the playback of this show, man, because
I hit my screen set off on me, man. I fucked up my little flow there. But, yeah, man, I had a good time. I ain't done bars in a minute, man, so it was a good time.
That's all right, man. I personally...
It sounded like you was in the lab, like, doing that. For real.
Nah, that's some old shit right there, man. I only changed it back to the last part of it and put 2023 in it. It's old, man. It's like 17 or some shit, man. I was back in the bag for this one.
That's all right, man.
But that's the essence of poetry, bro.
I flipped it at the end a little bit just to make it relevant to the day, and so I can make it shorter because I'm going to do this whole thing.
Nice. Fire, bro. Straight fire.
I appreciate it, and I loved it.
I appreciate y'all giving respect.
We appreciate you, man.
It's a big part of poetry, especially for me, as a writer, as a lyricist, as a songwriter, as a singer, all the different parts of me. Hip-hop was a big part of my life, all my life. So when I gravitated toward poetry, it was difficult for me to even write at first because I was so used to writing rhymes.
I had to break my speed down.
I had to break my cadence down so that my delivery didn't sound like a rap. And that everything I wrote didn't sound like a rap. So it makes it cool when I can kind of give bars that are in line with what I used to write back in the day. But, obviously,
you
put a beat to it, it's not the same rhythm, but it has the realness of hip-hop. And, it's cool never to forget, where we come from.
I know that transition so well because I'm so used to just doing bars. And when you slowly transfer your rhythm, it's not as easy as it is when we write it on paper because we're still in that mode of 16 bars, 32 bars. We're still in that mode, and we got to transition the flow, keep it watery, but just shift the flow so that it's in a different current. And once we hit that pocket, we're like, oh, yeah, this feels good. But every so often, it feels dope to come back to hitting them bars the way that we like to and playing with those words and those double entendres to make it feel the way the flow is supposed to be. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, yeah, because I wrote one years ago in BPC that was like the challenge was to write 16 bars, but, you know, in poetic form. And so when I wrote those bars, I actually was going to do it tonight, and it changes how you spit it because you're not spitting it with the beat. So the whole rhythm is different. You got to pause at the right time. You got to let it be heard. Because if you go too fast, obviously, everything gets lost, and the rhyme gets lost when you go too fast. So you have to change it. So even though I wrote 16 bars, it was still a poem. So it was spit with a different rhythm, with a different feel to it. So, yeah, it's always remnants of hip-hop, you know, in poetry in a lot of ways. But it all has to do with how it's going to be delivered that makes the difference.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up, bro. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, man, before we usher you to the dance floor, man, hey, man, let everybody know what is jumping off tomorrow night.
Well, see, I mean, Renaissance motherfucking poetry shit, you know? We back
yes,
in there
just like that.
Trying to get it in,
Renaissance motherfucking poetry.
We back, you know? We trying to have a good
just
time,
like that.
Man.
Renaissance motherfucking poetry.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
We appreciate everybody who continues to come through and spend time with us, man. It's always like a little family reunion when we do the show. We missed a couple shows. My birthday was actually last show, but I ended up going to a concert. An employee friend of mine actually gave me tickets to Maxwell. And I'm like,
hey,
the night of the show,
the
same day of the show.
Wait a minute. I've been meaning to talk to you about that. I've been meaning to talk to you about that, right? Because as a station manager, I would have went in your place. So you could have still did your show. You could have
I obviously wasn't going to miss the show. That's the reason why we weren't able to do the show, because I'm going to see Maxwell. I ain't ever been to Maxwell. I'm gonna go see Maxwell. That's that's going down. You know what I'm saying? I actually had the nerve to tell this woman no at first, and she gave it to me like, tomorrow your birthday, right? I was like, yeah. She's like, well, you know, I got some Maxwell tickets for you. They in the front row. They right up there in the front. I was like, I got a lot going on. You know, I don't think I'll be able to go. It's last minute. Like, it was literally like 5 hours before the show, before
whenever
Maxwell.
You feel like that. You pick up your phone and call your brother. I will catch flight.
Hey, look, I had to pick up the phone and smack myself because I had to get myself together. I was like, wait a minute, did I just tell her no? Hold on, I hit her
right back.
You know what? If you still got them tickets, I'm going to go ahead and go.
Whoa.
I'm going to go ahead and go.
Yeah.
It was a good time, too.
I bet it was.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I ended up having to cancel that show, but, you know, we back. But I also got to say, man, I was able to go see Wu-Tang and Nas last Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
So they were celebrating their 50 years of hip-hop. And so, you know, I got to see the whole Wu-Tang Clan, man. I got to see, you know, Talib Kweli came out there, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
You know, it was, you know, Nas was doing his thing. Method Man actually made it to the show, you know. De La Soul started the show, man. It was a nice game, bro.
I love it, man.
This falls right in line with the celebration that y'all are doing, man. So I had to come through.
Appreciate you.
Glad you enjoyed that
show,
and I'm glad you enjoyed this one.
Yes.
And thank you for coming through.
Yes,
all right.
We're going to get you over to the dance floor, man. Stick around, enjoy the remainder of the show, man. And we appreciate you. Like I said, we appreciate your gift, appreciate your time and your presence. So thank you, bro.
Indeed.
Happy belated birthday, bro.
Yeah,
happy belated birthday. 47
ain't doing me bad at all.
Come on now. Come on now. Man, wait till you touch 48 and 49. It's going to change your walk. You're going
to
be like,
if I'm blessed to do so, you know what I'm saying?
Well, me and God, we talked about y'all the other week, and he's like, yeah, your man Keith, I got plans for him. He definitely looking at late 90s, early 100s. He's like, I got plans for that kid.
Hey, I'm ready for it if it's for me. You know what I'm saying?
If it's for me, that's right. Tell him, bro.
If it's for me, I'm ready for it.
He's like, he's going to be looking like Moses when I'm done with him with the with the salt and pepper grays, with the salt and pepper dreads. I was like, all right, all right.
Hey, long as the tablets is readable, you know what I'm saying? I care.
That's right, bro. I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying? Long as I got the tablets, I ain't throwing them down either.
Man,
they ain't getting broke up either, man.
That's what it is.
That part right there, King. Thank you.
All right. Well, yeah, man, y'all enjoy the rest of your night, man. I'll be here. I'll be chilling with y'all the rest of the night. Just going to finish up my
little
thank you.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you, brother.
All righty.
All right. One love, one mic, man. And remember, take your socks off.
All righty.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Epiphany's own Keith Eric. You can catch him and Kimbrella Renee tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Renaissance Poetry. Make sure you dial in and come see. Whew, man, what a show. Let me give you all the lineup. Tomorrow night, Renaissance Poetry, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, no show Saturday. Sunday is going to be the Inspiration Factory at 7 p.m. with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen La Perla Negra. Tuesday night, you heard Mojave. We got the Honey Drippers 3.0. Make sure you tune in. Wednesday night is Divas Talk with La Perla Negra. And she's got a panel of divas that they're going to be discussing some stuff. And bring your poetry. And then next Thursday, we'll be right back here. Me and that guy, Mr. DSP, J-Rob himself, for another edition of The Get Down. And we will probably come at y'all a little harder next week. We gave y'all 2 weeks of coming together with your hip hop pieces and open mic, but next week we're gonna challenge you a little deeper, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We gotta challenge him.
We gotta challenge him. Last week, we're gonna start with you, bro.
Ooh, man. I'll do one line and tell y'all thank you. In the throes of hip hop, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga to front my face and page. Only if I had one gun, one girl, one crib, one God to show me how to do things the sun did pure. Like a cup from virgin blood mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. But ladies and gentlemen, the flip is the fact that we're still here flipping poetry. We're still flipping ideas, concepts, ideologies that flow in the way that we are accustomed to. I'm humbled to be a part of the Epiphany family, and I'm even more humbled that a lot of you didn't find it to be robbery of your time to spend it with Van Meadows and myself tonight, celebrating something that all of us have grown up with. That's hip-hop music. We started this music, and it's something that's in our bloodstream. And just the way we say hello to each other is the way we love hip-hop music. So thank you all for this evening. Van Meadows, I salute to you, brother. Another wonderful show. Wait, we're getting back to our, pre-hiatus form. And let's continue the good work, and let's continue to challenge each other. Stretch our pens. And like I said before the show, let's make history. Love you, bro.
Hey, man, right back at you. I love you too, bro. I appreciate you for taking your time to hang out for almost 3 hours with me, hearing me sound like a fool at times and laughing. But more importantly, man, I just thank you for being back. Not 100%. But we're going to be here to help you get to 100% because we love you, man, and we care about you. And the Get Down don't work without you. That's why we've been down, because we both have had things that have been going on. But we're back, and we're looking forward to continue riding this ship with Epiphany Radio called The Get Down, because it's dynamic. And we feed off the energy from you guys calling in and giving us your poetry. You guys are amazing, and we love what you do. You are phenomenal in your own right at what you do, so we thank you. The other thing that I will say is to the Epiphany family, the callers, the listeners, the hosts, the poets, without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. We wouldn't be here without you. It would just be me and J-Rap sitting here just talking to each other. While we could do that, you probably would get bored, but man, I wouldn't get bored, but, you know, we could do that. But you guys are the ones that call in. You hang out with us for, like I said, almost 3 hours as well. And it's a dedication to hip-hop. Hip-hop has shaped our lives differently, but it has brought us together for this thing called poetry. So we thank you and we salute you as well. And again, shout out to our illustrious CEO, praying for him. Just keep him in your prayer. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Make sure y'all tune in. Speaking of which, can't close this yet. Can't close. The CEO.
And so we can have these personalities that y'all see having fun. But at the end of the day, we're going to execute and go out and find ways to win.
Translate right to the field.
You know, before you get out of here, I wanted to give you a gift from my daughter. She made this. I just want to know.
Baby.
We weren't going to ask questions about it. And I don't want to ask questions about it, but I wanted to give you something.
All right. Maybe he pressed one by mistake. But we're going to get out of here, y'all. We thank y'all. Appreciate you. One love, one mic, and always remember, take your socks off. And let me make sure, because I don't know if he realized he pressed one, unless he was sleeping. Yeah. But, Wasim, I can't wait to do this again with you.
Yes, sir.
My brother. One love,
looking
one mic.
Looking forward to it, big bro.
Peace.
Peace.